Proclamation number 6245 of 24th of April, 1955. Redemption of Lucifer. Resistance to the test of will. The world with all its creations contains spiritual substances in different degrees of development, which now also determines the nature of the different creations. Mature spiritual substances which are in the light no longer need material creations, whereas immature spiritual substances need material creations for theste in order to mature therein. And thus it can certainly be said that the visible creations are my adversary's kingdom because they contain precisely the spiritual substance which still belongs to him of its own will. Nevertheless, he cannot determine it to work according to his will because the power over the spiritual bound in the creations is withdrawn from him. And therefore it is also possible that at an ascent development of the spiritual takes place in the works of creation without being able to be prevented by my adversary, and that one day the time will come for the spiritual when it can decide again in possession of free will to whom it wants to belong. Me or my adversary, but which would never be possible if the latter previously had unlimited influence on the spiritual being in the state of bound will. And thus it follows that my adversary's power is already broken and only extends to the human being. Thus actually only the human being is the adversary's possession if he does not let himself be helped by me. Creation was only the consequence of the mind of the first created being, it was the consequence of the abuse of his will. For I took care of all creatures deceived by him and paved a way that led back from the depth to the height. I withdrew them from his power and bound them into the creations. But I have to leave the influence on the human being to him because it concerns a free decision for me or my adversary and because what remains with him in free will belongs to him. Moreover, the first being emerged from my love, I externalized it as my image as a free being, and I will never dispute this being's right. But neither will I ever deny the being that emerged from me in the same perfection the same right to decide freely. And therefore I had to withdraw it from its influence until it is capable of making a free decision of will itself. And that is why I let creation come into being. I reshaped, as it were, the fallen spiritual substance. Since it did not fulfill its initial purpose, I let the strength once emanated for the creation of beings become effective elsewhere. In apparently dead and in life-producing creations which now had to fulfill their purpose according to my will. The will of my adversary was thus now completely switched off until the strength gathered again and gradually became the being once emanated by me again. But this being must now have full freedom of decision again and therefore also be exposed to my adversary's influence just as it is to mine and steer towards its aim in free will. So now my adversary reigns again in his world. Because the being still belongs to him until it voluntarily turns away from him and strives towards me. The adversary relationship between me and the first created being has existed since its apostasy from me and will continue to exist as long as it still has its followers who once gave rise to its desire to rule. This following must first be redeemed before my adversary also returns to me. Thus he no longer faces me as an enemy. For if my adversary decided to return, the return of all spiritual substances would also be guaranteed, because then they would no longer be exposed to my adversary's influence in the stage of free will, and the degree of maturity reached in the state of compulsion would also guarantee a further striving towards me. However, only an act of free will can bring about the deification of beings. Deification presupposes a resistance which is overcome by free will. And this resistance is offered to the greatest extent by my adversary, and he will continue to offer it to me for endless times to come. And as long as there will also be earthly creations, as long as one redemption epoch will replace the other, for his fall into the abyss was so endless that he will need eternal times in order to ascend together with his followers. The work of creation, however, was an act of grace and mercy on the fallen spiritual being, to which the first fallen spirit could also have submitted itself if it had given up its will and likewise allowed itself to be pulled up by me. But I did not bind his will, for he was free and had emerged from me in my image, and I allowed him this freedom, whereas the spiritual being which emerged from his will and my strength needed my help, because my adversary had already placed the will which had turned away from me into this spiritual being, which therefore had to be bound until the being had reached a degree of maturity again that it could decide completely freely. For there was a difference between the first created being and those which both of our wills of love let arise. For this reason the act of return to me is also different, and on my adversary's part the return will only take place when he, completely deprived of his strength and power, lies helpless and weak on the ground, and then he will give up all resistance against me in desire for my love, which he once rejected but which will flow towards him again to the same extent if he voluntarily surrenders to me. The act of redemption of the once fallen one takes place in an infinitely long time according to the law of eternal order. It will certainly be completed one day, for the deification of the created beings is and remains my aim, which I pursue and also certainly achieve. But eternities will still pass until the prodigal son returns home to his father's house. Eternities will still pass before the battle between light and darkness rages, but the light will overcome the darkness and one day shine in fullest power. Amen.